The film and this book leave it up to you, the viewer, to make up your own mind about the killers. We do not know for certain to what degree they or anyone else we speak to is telling the truth. Where there is an obvious untruth, we make it clear. And where there are conflicting versions of events, we are careful to illustrate it. Otherwise, we allow everybody the opportunity to say their piece and leave it to the viewer or reader to decide what to believe. There is no agenda from us as filmmakers. We are not campaigning. We are not inviting you to share an opinion. Instead, our aim is to lay out the case in front of you, and then it's over to you. Most of the cases have never been featured on film before. The killers are not well-known names, but every one of them has a compelling story to tell. Another of the key criteria was, why would we tell this story at all? What's the point? We felt we wanted to shine a light on bigger issues, and all of the stories we selected have a larger purpose. For example, the effect of childhood sexual abuse, racial and gender discrimination, an examination of the law. We never wanted our coverage to be mawkish curiosity. We aren't really interested in the crime itself. We only feature it to make sense of the story. We don't sensationalize it or show anything vicarious. The stories may have a binary outcome in terms of innocence or guilty, death sentence or life in prison without parole, but that massively oversimplifies what's happened.